Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Jason Earl Breton, 176878.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form, your board hearing notification form, on April 4th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the room, we have our acting board chairman, Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the hearing lead. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, who will be representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer.
All right.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Britton and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Britton, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Now, keep in mind, there's a vote, a separate vote, that passes you from phase one to phase two. So when we get to that point of the hearing, do not panic. We will continue.
All right.
When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
I will now read from the warrant of your arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal measure company as follows. Condition number two, or violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to TLC 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 11, 2017, as verbally directed on May 11, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you are an absconder from supervision. Mr. Britton, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Britton's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal razor company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson and agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Britton, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
All right. Mr. Britton was released on 5/11/2017 and arrested on 3/19/2018 by the ADC Fugitive Apprehension Unit along with the U.S. Marshals. No new charges. He was returned back to custody on 3/19/2018 with an adjusted release date of 7/23/18 with 312 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, count one, burglary, third degree, 2 years. 2015, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior conviction, 5/19/2013, burglary, 3 years, 6 months. 3/26/2012, one count of burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score is 3, substance abuse score is 2. There's no STG information noted. In 2000, prior supervision, 2005, TIS release, absconded, arrested by Phoenix PD, and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrest, 1998, aggravated assault juvenile probation. 2000, burglary third degree, not guilty. 2002, arson of an occupied structure, Arizona juvenile probation. 2011, burglary third degree, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2012, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona felony conviction probation. Again in 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. On the last time that he was out on supervision, he had 506 abscond days, and he has a GB score of G2B3.
G2B3, sir?
Pardon?
You said G2B3?
Yes.
Okay, so make sure I kind of got ahead of myself. Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Britton, we're going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like that you're released from DOC with the approved residence of TOC 2202 East Roosevelt Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Britton, did you live anywhere else when you were on community supervision?
Was it this time?
Yes.
I was living with my boss.
And what town was that, sir?
Tempe, Arizona.
Thank you. You said your boss, we didn't have any employment notes, so what were you doing for work?
I was working for All You Need Moving Company.
Well, it's always good that you're working. Did you work there the whole time that you were missing?
Yes.
There's some sanctions notes that you referred to task for writing your analysis with the color code Navy. It looks like that you absconded before submitting any urine samples. Have you had any ongoing problems with drugs or alcohol, Mr. Britton?
No. I was under my boss's supervision.
Well, that's positive. Thank you, sir. You were missing from community supervision for 312 days. What were you doing during that time?
Huh?
You were missing from community supervision for 312 days. What were you doing during that time?
Living life, man. Just working hard, being a part of the community.
But why did you break off contact with your parole officer, sir?
I guess it's proved I could do it without the parole board. I was just living life.
Okay.
Enjoying life.
And what happened to cause the fugitive apprehension team? What was going on when you were arrested?
When I was arrested, I got slammed to the ground off my bike coming from my boss's house from leaving home.
So the fugitive apprehension team saw you out in the street and they arrested you?
No, well, I was riding my bike. They stopped in front of me, told me to put my hands up, and I put my hands up and they just tackled me. And then I was going off about, you know, I mean, I'm out here living a good life like you guys want me to do without your guys' supervision, you know what I mean, then what's the point?
Well, sir, I do want to commend you for living a good life, but you were on community supervision, and that would include maintaining contact with your parole officer.
I know, I'm sorry. I just got caught up in living, you know what I mean, the way you guys want me to.
Well, thank you for being honest with the board. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions for my fellow board members. Mr. Britton, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you feel that you need to say?
No, sir.
Well, thank you. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like it was speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision, Mr. Britton.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I hear Mr. Britton when he says that he was trying to live a good life, and it sounds like he was doing some good things. He was working. It sounds like he had some sponsorship from his boss. He says that he wasn't using drugs or alcohol. And after leaving TLC, it looks like he had a place to live, which is certainly better than being out in the street. But unfortunately, he had absconded from community supervision without the oversight of his community corrections officer for 312 days. And with that amount of time missing, I am not finding him a suitable candidate for returning him to community supervision. Although I will say he has very little time left on his prison sentence, but I'm certainly open to the discussion of my colleagues.
I agree.
Thank you. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion and see where the votes land. Pardon me. And that is, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017W1740, our discussion with Mr. Britton, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Britton was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal leisure company, inasmuch that he was missing from community supervision for 312 days, in which we could not account for his activity.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, our acting board chairman, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Mr. Britton, your supervision has been revoked, but you'll be released on or about July 23, 2018, which is just a little more than 2 months away. We highly encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. It sounds like you have sponsorship out there. I hope that work is still waiting for you, and that you'll be able to return to the community to be productive and responsible. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before the board today, Mr. Britton.
Yep.
You put the CL3 back on, sir.
All right.